that bitch, what's the plan for the street?
Put it on the jet, out of here. 2024, all year. Call paramedics, killing them. Stepping on their necks, milling him.
Everybody else got a damn plan. Nigga Trump,
running up a check, stacking them.
Wait. Who the fuck are you talking to? Hold on. Yeah, I got let's back it up. Put it in reverse, Terry.
Look, everybody got a flag. The gays, the lesbians, the bis, the trans, the straights need a flag.
Damn, they colonizing colors.
Yeah, we need a straight parade.
I thought they had all of them in the rainbow. Flag.
Look, straight people, we need a flag. I'm just tired of not having our own flag.
The only colors I have not seen are black. That's it.
And yeah, you
maybe
know that,
I don't know. Maybe they do. I thought it was adapted now. They taking all the colors.
I'll take like lavender.
You know what I'm saying? Some beige or something.
Right. You know, a nice little lavender and gold. A
little burgundy. I'm cool with that.
Right. Let us get a straight colored flag. Come on. Oh,
goodness. Anyways, back to the set. Absolute ignorance is in the building once again. Ladies and gentlemen, you already know what time it is. Sucio Boys are back. Episode 130. Know what I'm saying? We in this bitch. Stop playing with us. Anyways, go ahead and turn this down a little bit. Gunna, you know what I'm saying? Back to his non-snitching ways. Good for you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you already know what it is. The Triangle OG offense of shithousery is back in the building. Like I said, episode 130 of the Sucio Boys podcast. Before we really get into the shits, let me introduce y'all. In the red corner, can I get your attention? In the red corner, let me introduce you to a man blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressing in Sunday's best, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. Ladies and gentlemen, it is him, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Sloan Kettering. How are you and how do you do, good sir? Look, he over here talking on mute. Nigga don't even know it.
Oh, my bad. I thought I was excited. I found the straight flag. I'm gonna send it to y'all.
What? Oh my goodness. Yeah. Can't even see
straight
it.
Flag. It looked like two balls on there, but we got but yeah, it's the big homie Sloan Kettering, Sky Daddy's favorite. A.K.A. Lord of the Sugarfoots.
Claude Hemmers.
Oh, excuse me. I'm finally getting over that cold. Petasaurus Rex, the most dangerous of the petasaurs.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Value Zach Fox, you know, the African-American Nightmare, Trody Rhodes, you know, the High Chief Petty Maivia, Dean Treliko, Troman Reigns, Thick Flair, Zach LaCream, Thickless Cage, Dab Judah, Dab Jetson. Why smoke like a Flintstone when you can smoke like a Jetson? Come get high with me, fly with me. Mr. L1R1XO, and I'm about that jam. And if you play Man with Vic on the cover, then you understand.
Touchdown!
And a nigga is always trying to score.
Guess what, bitch?
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Woo! You know what I'm saying? Cuzzo, we'll get into how you are, how your weekend was, and all the rich shit you did. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if I can turn your attention to the blue corner, listen, this motherfucker just got back from the motherfucking warp drive. You know what I'm saying? Him and Doc Brown always driving around town, shutting shit down because they be in the DeLorean, because that's what they be exploring in. You know what I'm saying? This nigga is always the flyest nigga in the room, even when he's not in the room. You dig? Okay. And let me introduce you to the two-time Grammy award-winning songwriter in R&B and all the shit that you don't see. You know what I'm saying? He is your auntie's favorite. Definitely your mama or your cousin or your uncle was either getting a back crack or cracking a back to one of his songs. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, it's him. He be riding around on a hoverboard using his pen as a sword. You know what I'm saying? It is. I don't even remember the Back to the Future music, but Mr. Marty McFlyer than you. Sir, how are you and how do you do?
Yo, I'm groovy. Might be catching a cold, but, you know, niggas was moving, you know, was moving crazy last week. You know, trying to make these deadlines, but we did it. We'll see the fruits of the labor this Friday.
You know, yeah, boy.
You know what I'm saying? It's coming in heavy, dropping this Friday. I'm saying shout out, sir. Also, Sloan, real quick. I got another possible AKA for you.
Hold on, I messed up. As long as I got a Dr. Dabber in my hand, you might as well call me Latrell Smokewell because smoke be choking me. My bad. Well, now what's the other one?
So what about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No, that ain't for me. He like white women. He really like white women. Well, this is just a joke.
No, we'll save that one for Dre. We're gonna start calling him Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, sir. I'll go ahead and take that one. No,
we'll give that to A.
Hey, I'll go ahead and take that one.
Kareem. Kareem.
Oh
yeah. See, this Kareem always rises to the top. Oh yeah.
Oh God. Oh God. There you go, sir. You know what I mean? Do what you will with that. But on God, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Marty McSlyden, aka Marty Next Door. You know what I'm saying? AKA Elvis Presley. Viva Las Vegas. Tragic Johnson.
Tragic.
Black Say Jack. Swear Roy Jetson. Yerv Gotti.
Yerv!
You know what I'm saying? Ooh, Springsteen. Skirt Angle. Boom.
Man.
Down in the corner. Who is he?
He's one of them Rangers.
Anytime this nigga start whispering, I'm going in the wild.
So you're saying, planting happy trees with consent. It's your boy, Rob Ross. Lex Luthor, Trill Scott, Screw Her Vandross, Fetty Murphy. You know what I'm saying? Rolling up the stickiest of the ickiest, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Peter Sparker. You know what I'm saying? Sparking up the greenest and, you know, some of that spacely forest moon rock. It's your boy, Flygon Jin. You know what I'm saying? Defending my title at Mania without being at Mania. You know what I'm saying? It is the Cruiser Pettyweight Champion of the World, Low-Key Kingston. You know what I'm saying? AKA Optimus Grind. Kimi Hendrix, Lil Uzi Vert, Afkasi Poppy, Jihu.
Love to see it. Ladies and gentlemen, now if I can get your attention to the black corner, you know what time it is.
Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo no down around this town?
Sure enough.
But who am I?
Sure enough.
Who am I?
Sure enough.
I can't hear you.
Sure enough.
Mm-hmm.
Shogun.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You already know who it is. 800 Shogun in his bitch. Number one rule in the universe. Protect your neck at all times. Otherwise, I come through with the guillotine. Chopper shit clean, if you know what I mean. Curator of combo. One punch man with a tan next to Yuki Tan liquor stand. He was outside for the 99 in 2000. You already understand. I was backing aunties on accident. I apologize in advance. Sorry, not sorry. You know what I'm saying? Paolo Baldini slide tackling niggas into the fourth row. Listen, sir, I got all balls, so you need to make a call. But when I get the ball and I'm in the opponent's half, I'm dropping bombs from outside the 18, putting them bitches up or 90, because that's where I like to place them bitches on the top shelf. Double entendre, don't ask me how. Master Bruce with the bubble goose, Dirt Reynolds, Hotep Hibachi Chef, Petty Gordo, Flex Luger, putting Nazis in the torture rack, cracking a back because they said I look like a whole snack, but only for spinal adjustments. Spoken for, ladies. The Shogun Swashbuckler, Captain Jack Sparrow Hose, the rum is gone, mites. Big Wang Theory, Roberto Bugio, the Drokage of the Hidden Keith, you know what I'm saying? Spacely Spark It, Yurt McGurt. Oh, Jesus. You know, Petty Pie May, I don't play. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the reigning 333-time Petty Way champion of the Milky Way Galaxy. I'm so petty, I stole another nigga's motherfucking theme music because I couldn't see him. Petty Guerrero, DJ Hit the Drop. Listen, fam, before we get started, shout out to all the sponsors. We said a few already. Dr. Dabber, you know what I'm saying? Luke Belair Champagne, Grogaine Inc., 710 Labs, Sexual Chocolate Factory, and we are now introducing another sponsor, In Play Dog. Shout out to y'all.
We got another sponsor?
Yes, sir. In Play Dogs is a network sponsor too, you dig? So appreciate them. Shout out to them. We'll be pulling them into a few different conversations, especially around sport. So hopefully I can get them linked up with Susio Sports, Drelax, and then we'll even talk some soccer stuff too with the Shogun Soccer Sit Down. So shout out to In Play Dogs. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us.
Speaking of sponsors, let me shout out
Jail Blaster.
Oh yeah, Jail Blaster. Shout out to Dr. Dabber for real, for real. I posted a picture of some stuff my wife brought me back from her trip from Seattle, and they quote tweeted and said my wife is a keeper, and I was like, true, she is, she is.
Shout out to Dr. Dabber.
She brought me back some smokables, so.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna do a dab out of the dab at Debbie.
Look at him. Shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Queen Susio, you know what I'm saying? Always holding it down. I'm still waiting because I know she's the busiest woman on planet Earth, but sooner or later, when she is finally ready to start her own pot, you already know we're gonna show love and we're gonna show up and show out.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But anyways, fellas, how was your weekend, Sloan? What were you up to, dude?
Drugs. Just chilling for the most part, doing drugs. What did I do? Nothing.
Well, obviously, you mentioned Fortnite. That you were under the weather. You've been giving us Fortnite updates. We really got to get you into streaming.
Yeah, that's the problem, man.
Got to get you into streaming. Oh, man.
I was trying to stream earlier, but looks like my laptop is a little too old to stream. So my wife, being a gorgeous and great person that she is, she told me to go get a new one. And I have yet to go get one. So you told me to go get one of those cheap little Chromebooks for like $125. That way I could just stream off of that.
Ah,
but yeah, my laptop is what's that, 14 years old now?
It's coughing.
Yeah, it won't take nothing higher than Catalina, so it's pretty much obsolete at this point. And I got it for free, so
hey, worked its course,
got me through college.
You know what I'm saying? The investment was great.
Yeah, I didn't have one. Shout out to that white lady that gave it to me standing at the TSA in Chicago. You're a real one. You're a real one. You held me down.
Yeah, that's mine. I appreciate
I needed a laptop for college a couple of years ago. Shout out to you, white lady, wherever you are. God bless you.
Hey, to that one white lady in Chicago.
That did right by a nigga. I fuck with you. But yeah, my wife told me, she was like, yeah, you might as well just go and get a new one. So I was just going, we were in Walmart the other day and I was just not feeling it. Didn't go over there. Didn't even go through electronics. Normally I go through electronics to see what they got back there, like a game or something, but didn't happen. But going there with her, like in a couple of days, because we got to run through Walmart again, get some things. So,
It's about to be up.
Yeah, it's about to be up. I got my I got the capture card that your boy told me to get. I didn't get that one. I got the TikTok one that was $10, but then I got it for $5. I got a little dizzy on it. So like that's what y'all need to be doing since they finna ban TikTok. Going on there and get your TikTok shop. Get your shit on sale, baby.
We are gonna get there in a minute.
You know I had to run through that bitch real quick and get me some tins.
I got me some cologne. You know what I'm saying? I done got some earbuds. You bought that
cologne they've been selling.
Just a little day to day. You know what I'm saying? Actually, ain't bad.
Wait, they're selling cologne now?
They got all types of shit on there.
Yeah, them little microphones I'll be looking at the little microphones. I might grab one.
Hey, they got some shit on there.
Send me the link.
Oh, nigga. They got some shit on there. Anyway, they got the little
microphones for your phone and shit. Yeah, I might have to grab
one. There's so much you can get. Electronics, apparel, like, you know what I'm saying?
Is this like Sheen or something? What's the other one?
It's kind of like Sheen.
It's kind of Temu.
Yeah, because it's coming from China.
Yeah,
it's getting here quick.
So if I order it now, it'll get here by like...
In like 4 days. Four or five days.
4 days from China?
Yeah.
As soon as it says ship, they
fly that shit on the Dragon?
Yeah, I think so.
They put it on them space balloons they had that was floating over America and just drop it off at your house, big dog.
The blimps was actually TikTok delivery blimps.
Yeah.
Top shop balloons. You better get your shit together, Bezos.
Yo, that nigga keep trying to think he gonna have to get them drone deliveries. Sir.
You know they do an insurance? Somebody told
Who?
Leon told me that he sent me a screenshot. I'll pull it up. Amazon was offering like benefits. Like you can get medical.
What?
I don't know if it was fake, but he's like, nigga, have you seen this? I was like,
that's crazy. The fact that they offer prime benefits and then they workers ain't getting no benefits. Them niggas is
they gonna take my
pay
out of my prime membership.
Damn.
I don't know where I live. I'm within like a 40-mile radius in each direction. There's an Amazon like warehouse.
Oh man,
yeah, it's an Amazon warehouse like 5 miles from the crib.
And then got the audacity to be talking about a Chinese sweatshop. Have you niggas seen what niggas is dealing with?
Oh no, this is indentured servitude. It's different.
Yeah. They volunteered.
They signed on the dotted line. These niggas can't read, but like, hey, we ain't drug tests, so like they gotta take what they can get.
Most niggas can't read.
It's a lot of people that can't
read. It's not even that they can't read, they just don't. It's like, y'all finna give me how much?
When niggas gotta read, I wanna wish on all the worst enemies that I have. And it ain't nobody, but like niggas I don't fuck with. Your punishment should be having to read an entire week or month in public out loud. Like, yes, I want you to have to do that. Cause niggas, you gonna see niggas sweat. Like most people have a phobia of talking in public anyway. So I already know your anxiety going to be on high. But if you got to do that for a whole month, yes, yes. I pray on your stumble across words that you probably can pronounce, but you won't be able to. I pray on that. Anyways, Marty, what's up with you, nigga? How you been, man? How's your weekend been?
Shit. This last weekend, I was trying to keep that shit low key. The week prior to that was crazy. You know, last minute phone calls, last minute, can you do this? We need this done. A couple of them phone calls. Hell yeah, I could. So, you know what I mean? That's shout out to y'all for holding it down last week. A play had to be made. And y'all will be able to listen to it on the 22nd. So I'm excited about that. Those who know, know. Get acquainted with Sarah. If you haven't, you should. This next one is going to be crazy. My boy Jermaine, Elliot just dropped his shit on Friday. We just dropped new single with Vito. You know what I'm saying? Spin on you. So, you know what I mean? Play that for whoever you're trying to, you know, spin on one time for the one time. And, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I think I got this one weekend. I've been trying to play 2K24 every chance I get. Not as many chances as I should be getting. So this weekend, I'm going on strike. And I'm going to be on the box.
Listen,
now that that's what I'm talking about. I like to be on the box. I was on the box earlier.
Love it. That's
I was in some box earlier. Shout out to my wife.
After the pod, you know what I'm saying? Raw zone right now. I'm stretch in soccer practice. My frog splash.
I was raw in the box.
Oh God. Went in the war zone. You know what I'm saying?
And I won.
Shooting everything everywhere.
Battle Royale winner.
Oh, God. You know what I'm saying?
Winner, coochie I mean? Dinner.
Nigga, all I was doing was busting shots.
On G, no safety.
Busting shots. You know what I'm saying?
Tripping me. Up the womb. Oh, God, man. Just destroying walls. Like
this is what her walls was... Shooting the whole club
Look, oh my God. I'm knocking down walls like a Fortnite player.
Oh, yo. God, nigga. I was in there shooting. I had stormtrooper aim. I still hit everything.
Yo. Speaking of Fortnite, for this to be my second week and I have 5 wins.
Oh, God.
Are you doing build or no build?
I'm not doing no build. I'm doing no build. Fuck all that building shit.
Okay, so man. You got a good stream.
It's kind of like PUBG then. Fortnite feels like PUBG.
No, Fortnite feel like Call of Duty with cartoons. I'll be running up. Like, the characters you don't run up on is them niggas with them skins. Like, if they got certain skins, like, if they got a Peter Griffin skin or a glowing motherfucking lion, I'm not running up on them. Yeah, I shoot.
You can just tell. You can feel. You can feel the neckbeard energy through the stream.
Right. You can feel somebody streaming right then and there. You feel him streaming and he's so good.
Somebody kick a Twitch stream right now. They are there saying the N-word and sipping on their big gulp of Mountain Dew. You can hear the Doritos crunch like with every gunshot.
Sipping on my big gulp of water.
No, these niggas got the Mountain Dew, each one. These niggas got talk about new Mountain Dews like motherfucking, like the new Jays just dropped. Like, oh, yeah, I got that pitch black. Oh, man, it's cold red. Got the cold reds.
Hey, watch your mouth, though. Cold red slap.
Hey, cold red did slap.
Red
shout out to slap. N1 put me on.
Excuse me. Watch
the street ball. That's the worst thing you could ever have playing a game of ball. But you know what I'm saying? I didn't know no better.
Indigesting like a motherfucker, but give me one of them.
Oh, gee, nigga. That's like, they got the Pluto punch, Mountain Dew. I was like, well, how you niggas know about this? Like, are you on the payroll? I didn't even know this was a thing. But I could tell because they be so, I think it got coke in it because these niggas be so wired up. I be seeing the trick shot videos for the Fortnite and all the other stuff. I'm like, you got to be strung out on some Tony Khan level yayo to be able to hit some shit at pinpoint angle.
Damn, like, why crazy. Does everybody keep talking about Tony Khan being a motherfucking powder keg?
If you know, you know.
Like, where was he at? That everybody in the industry around wrestling is like, that nigga does cocaine. Like, is he on the Shawn Michael level of cocaine?
Yeah. Because he's got more money. So he's got access to, it's probably uncut. Like, it's fresh off the farm. He's a con too. So he probably knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. I don't know. I don't know what that nigga's business. Allegedly. Just saying.
I was gonna say allegedly. Allegations.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Word around town. You know what I'm saying? The booger sugar is a
I mean, good for him, bro. You know what? I got another one. I think it might be the greatest. While we're sitting here talking, I posted some shit. My weekend was kind of cool. Took my cousin to the airport. He went to perform at South by Southwest, opened up for Stally. We're getting ready. April 5th. Shout out to my homeboy Ron. Big shout out to Back In Astros, which is a part of Back In Global. They are I think brand partners alongside us. They're helping us really kind of do some stuff on the back end from like an esports aspect. We are currently in the works. Well, we have a tournament that'll be held April 5th in Newport, Kentucky, which is just across the river from Cincinnati, Ohio. And we will be at Velocity Sports, and we'll be having a what was formerly known as FIFA. We have a FIFA tournament or FC 24 or whatever it may be, EA, FC, something. I don't know the fucking acronym or what the fuck these niggas doing. I just know that they didn't sign a deal with FIFA, so it's no longer called FIFA. But yeah, we have a tournament coming up. We are giving away two tickets to FC Cincinnati versus New York Red Bull. I don't know if that's raffled off or what, or if that's going to the winner. We do have over $500 in cash prizes, which will be going to, I think, first, second, and third in the tournament. And then we may have some guests along the way. So shout out to all the sponsors that are involved. Cincinnati Entertainment Group, Jay Saladino Collection, the Native Brand. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. Oh, yes, there's us too. CDB Multimedia, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, niggas was on the flyer. Motherfuckers doing big shit. Stop playing with us right now. Yeah, man, shout out to my homeboy Ron, man. He's really been busting his ass trying to get this all together. Just got some streaming PCs. Now we're going to be putting those in the studio in Cincy. So you'll be seeing possibly more live podcasts coming here soon. So we're just waiting on all that. But that is currently in the works. So yeah, and I got a fucking key too. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, big dog, official shit. All right, fellas. Now that we done got the pleasantries and shit up out the way, you know what I'm saying? Let's get to it. Hi, Dan. Now, Marty, I know you're not very present on the Tiki Takis, and I know that you know Sloan is an avid Tiki Talker.
I get my TikTok on.
Yeah, TikToking, you don't stop. You know what I'm saying? You like what I did there? Yeah, you welcome, nigga. Ooh. Calling me bad type shit. Yeah, Marty. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep trying to tell y'all I might drop a mixtape. Anyway. Yeah. what are you guys' thoughts? Serious or not serious about this ban on TikTok? What are your thoughts? What have you seen? Sloan, what have you seen since you are my resident TikTok expert? What have you seen? What are things that have been going across like different people's posts? What have they been talking about? I've seen a myriad.
A lot of people are more concerned about the money they're going to lose. Some people bring in, like, I just want to, this one barber that I follow, he say he makes about 4 grand a month on TikTok just from showing his video. He gets like 300,000 likes on his video, so that's got to be like millions of views.
Yeah.
So he's a little pressed about that. This guy I watch called G-Fed, he tries to walk onto D1 football fields.
Okay.
Like they be closed, and somehow he find his way into the stadium onto the field. And
Did that in
like
Michigan.
I've been following him, and he's like, yeah, he got interviewed by the news. He's out of Chicago, but he goes all over the country trying to get into stadiums. And he was like, yeah,
No
just
invite, he just goes.
invite, and he just goes, and now he's getting popular to where some of the schools are starting to invite him in. And
Ah.
because he's really like he at first it started like he was showing off the stadium. Now they're letting him in the locker room. He's been in the Alabama locker room, LSU's locker room,
Oh shit.
a couple of other schools' locker rooms and stuff like that, because the players are seeing it and they're starting to help him. It's a lot of that going around that a lot of creators are looking at losing a lot of money. Like if you get 1 million views, that's basically $10,000. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, I'm
On
sure.
the
Have you talked to the
payout.
professor?
No, I haven't talked to the professor about it yet. But like on the payout, when some of these guys get like 48 million views in a month, and a January payout be like $48,000.
Mm.
So like, yeah, that's a big nigga. I know niggas that don't make $48,000 in a year at their real job, let alone on social
Oh.
media.
Wow, so TikTok niggas is getting paid better than us too.
TikTok
Some of
niggas
these
is
niggas getting
are,
but
bread. That's why
you
we
gotta get
keep.
1 million to
Yeah.
get 1,000.
Yeah.
You get 1 million streams and you don't even touch that kind of money. I do.
Yeah, nah.
Call it
And
being petty. Crowd my cruiser petty weightness out of it. But then you know it shit could
it's
be
petty,
worse.
and
Welcome
I feel like
to our
y'all should
world.
get paid more. I feel like
Welcome to our
TikTok
world.
creators should
Shit.
get paid more, because if you're getting 48 million views,
You got to get bread.
you got to at least get $1 million. So getting 48 million people to come view
Somebody,
you
yeah.
in a month,
Yeah,
somebody got to get
but
paid.
then, yeah, somebody's going to get paid, but you're not going to get no million out of it. Too many people are going to be taking
If
their
I'm getting
pockets.
48,000 out of this, what is they getting out of it?
That's
What
true.
is TikTok getting out of it? That's what I want to
There,
know. If
yeah,
I'm
they
seeing
say.
48,000 a month from it, what is the real money that y'all are getting off of me doing this?
Oh no. I don't even think that Drake or any of them niggas would see 1 million out of it. There's no way. They're like it's too much big business, just too many things that they're gonna take out of it. And if you're gonna get that type of money, then you gotta start signing. Right now, you just log on to the app, you upload your content, and then you do what you will with it, and you receive, I guess, that type of money. If you're gonna be seeing that type of money, they're not letting you do that without you putting pen to paper on something. You're gonna have to join a PRO. They're like there's and then depending on if the music you use and all that other shit, there's two it's
Yo,
not set up to pay out like
like
that.
TikTok is major, bro. It's so much so. You look at like the conversation that TikTok was having with Universal Music Group, right? And you see how big, like, who was it? I think it was the song that like the one trend where like girls were putting the phones on the ceiling, and
That was Sir. Yeah, I mean, JD.
JID was it, like his song went to like number one just because of that. And that's happened a multitude of times. So it's
Bro,
like
it beat out Mariah Carey for
during
the song
Christmas?
during Christmas.
Oh yeah, it's definitely going to do that. I know some people personally who when the labels ain't helping them out and industry's doing what it does, like TikTok has helped them make a living or like you know stay above ground. Like I do see it and I do respect it, but if you're going to see that type of if the fact that people are seeing 48K in most cases, like actual industry, Ain't no way. You'd have to average that on the week.
And that's just
that be seeing one, that type of money.
That's just that one platform.
That's just one, dude. Just that's one.
Like,
oh yeah.
Like Keith, somebody tallies Keith Lee's money and shit like that. And it's about that. It's about $50,000 a month. Just from TikTok. That's not including Instagram.
Keith Lee is doing like baby Mr. Beast numbers. And also, you have to look at the impact of like what he's doing to small businesses.
And so, that's if on the back end, if he's getting a cut out of it, because
he's not, he even says this multiple times, he's not getting a cut out of like him going, he's paying out of his own pocket, you know, obviously becoming a patron, and he gives an honest review.
You ain't paying for no flights. You're not paying for no what? Like I'm saying, they're going back in. You're going to get it on the back end somehow.
Yeah, I'm sure some of that money is probably coming from what he gets paid out of his TikTok revenue. Maybe it is possible. He might also be doing something like I know a lot of creators that do a lot of stuff pro bono, and then they recoup it all back, right? And they also get to write it off, just like you said. But golly. Like when you look at the amount of money that is being talked about or is moving, and you think about all these different creators and different aspects and different avenues, genres, niche conversations that they're having, all this shit. And you think about some of those creators that are potentially, you know, make like what Sloan's saying, they're making $50,000 a month. A month. You know what I'm saying? So for that, and then you think about the people that are in lives and hosting lives. Some people would be doing that for like hours on end. Mm-hmm. And people just come in and out of their lives. Conversations sometimes can get circular, but, you know, they do a really good job of moderating conversations where people don't necessarily get to have it. They're not going to the talking heads of like news or some shit like that, because it's like, it's a people to people thing, right? You're able to talk to people you might disagree with, but you can jump right in there. And sometimes the more controversial the topic or the conversation might be, then the more people that are going to show up. Nigga, I was in one dude's live and it was, I'm missing his name right now. I'm almost positive he's live right now on TikTok. And I think there was like 20,000 people in the live, just looking at comments per minute. I would say there was maybe about 5 to 10,000 comments within a minute. Of just like people talking or something like that. And that sounds crazy as shit. It sounds crazy as shit to say that. Like, how the fuck can somebody in a minute time frame, there's 5 to 10,000 comments.
Great.
That's because, yeah, that's because like they've done it enough to build up a spot in a place. And, you know, I'll even say it too. Like, there's people that have, you know, linked up with each other. Some folks come in as moderators and like they're building a community. I don't know if they're utilizing any other ways of discourse like Discord or, you know, hey, go follow me on my YouTube channel, da 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 da, this, that, and the third. I do know some creators that like they can put up like blanket content and it does well across the board. But there's a lot of people that are really capitalizing off of TikTok, and this shit could hurt now. I also know that some of them niggas ain't really using Twitter or Instagram like that, but they could get better. And this just goes to show that your speech ain't all that free.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But at the end of the day, if it's going to be a lot more of the same, if they ban the shit, it's a lot of it comes down to just being upset that they didn't come up with the idea first and the shit popped off. If they ban it, they'll come up with some way to create their own shit here that they can regulate, you know, control the data, do everything that they want to do with it. And you can call it talk tick, whatever the fuck they're going to call it. There'll be something new. People will complain and then they'll get on. Same way everybody was complaining about leaving Twitter when Elon bought it and all the shit he does to completely fuck up this app. Ain't nobody went nowhere.
Yo.
There'll be another app and other people will get on it and it'll just be more of the same shit. There'll be discourse for a month at best, and then there'll be something else.
I would be interested to have conversations with different TikTok creators. I might have to do a CDB podcast with that. Sohn, any other thoughts? It's a whole bunch of broke niggas hating. I know that for sure.
These are the breaks.
It's broke niggas hating, like, oh, y'all gotta go back and get a job.
Oh no, fuck all that. I'm just saying, welcome to the industry. Now you know what every other person that works in entertainment or that works in music or any kind of like, so you know, sphere like that.
Is there a hidden joke in here somewhere?
No, I'm saying welcome to the rest of the industry.
No, not you necessarily, but I'm just saying this generalizing to both of y'all. Is there like a hidden joke in here somewhere? Because I feel like
we catching strays. We catching strays because they mad at China for doing something. And there's a bunch of shit that they can't control and take over, so they gonna get mad about it.
Niggas on there eating too, bro.
Yeah, it's a joke in there. It's called old white people don't like to hear people tell the truth. TikTok is the reason why they don't want to ban TikTok. They just want to sell. They want China to sell TikTok to some dude.
Yeah, that dude's a fucking cretin too.
I'd rather have China have my shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all niggas, come on now. Y'all want my data? Here. Take it.
All of our data is already housed and stored in Texas by a company called Oracle. So, like, the privacy shit is out the window. Most people don't read the fine print ever on anything digital, and I tell them to.
I just look at regular porn. So if y'all just want to see regular porn, go ahead. Look at my phone.
Yeah. Right, dirty nigga.
I live in Louisiana. They banned the good porn sites.
Bayou booties.
No, you can't use Pornhub here.
What?
Yeah, you can't use Pornhub in Texas either.
Oh, that's crazy. Get on there right now. Yeah, man. Why they ban it?
I don't know. I guess they want the real age of people looking at porn because they make you log in with your ID now.
Got you.
And I'm not. Oh yeah, that
done born. That done banned Pornhub out here in Utah.
See,
you can't even log into it. You gotta hit X videos or something else.
Man, why don't you just follow your favorite porn star on Twitter? Make it that easy.
Oh yeah, it's free. Yeah, it's all free. Somebody giving out OnlyFans subscriptions for the free.
The house
trial.
House got all the OnlyFans subscriptions.
This nigga is Wikipedia for OnlyFans. You ask him on
Dirty Water nigga updates, bro.
Right. the Dirty Water King. Dirty Water King.
He needs to patent that or trademark that for real.
Nah, straight up. And we need to make sure that he does, because I don't want nobody using my nigga's shit. Except him.
Does homegirl get like
No, she don't get a percentage. She just Dirty Water cheerleader. She got a free membership.
She was the Genesis, so it's like lifetime membership.
She gets a lifetime membership.
Cheetos vodka she could drink.
No, she don't get shit but an honorable mention.
Yeah, we gonna always bring your name
up with Cheetos.
No,
I might send her a bottle of like some half drunk Cheetos.
A bottle of Tito's and fill it up with water.
At least.
Nah.
Sam's Club, get the little $17 handle. Come on.
I'm going to put some pop off vodka inside that shit.
Oh my God. Ooh, or the Taka vodka. Oof.
Yeah.
Dimitri.
Get her that bottom shelf.
Oh, you get her some of that Dimitri. That'll take the acid out your stomach.
Yeah, that'll strip paint, bro.
Shit, hair fall out. That's crazy.
Dimitri and Skull Vodka is the reason I don't drink vodka any longer.
I love vodka.
Oh no, I was gonna say the Taka vodka. I know I love vodka too. So I'm bougie with it now, but back in the day, Taka vodka.
I ain't had vodka in like 15 years.
It's improved.
No, like, I'm not gonna hold you. I'm not gonna hold you. The Costco vodka hits.
It do. It do. I got some in the cabinet right now.
Six times distilled, and they just gave me a gallon of this shit.
And that shit is smooth.
$30.
What is it?
It's there's like a six times distilled vodka that they sell out of Costco. Can't remember the name of it.
Is it Svedvodka?
No.
No, I'm saying what's the main brand that they got too? Because
can't remember the name. It's a big white bottle, like pseudo clear, but like it's got some tint to it. But if you pick it up, it'll say six times distilled.
Yeah, because it's the same distilleries that make the high end shit. They just throw Kirkland on it and it's just be good. I mean, buy Patron, go straight to Costco. It's the same shit.
Let me tell you something. This member's only Crown Royal. I got that Crown Royal. Yeah, that shit tastes good. That Member's Mark tequila and gin tastes good. All of that shit costs under $20 for a handle. Nigga, I'm out here drinking responsibly and cheap. And it tastes all the same, dog.
Wait, question. Because I'm not saying all of them taste good, but there's like two or three of them flavors, or even the straight one that hit. Are we still allowed to drink Ciroc like openly, or do we gotta like just like, is it like when we listen to R. Kelly, we can only play it at the house?
No Diddy juice.
Like even if they push him out and make him sell, like we gotta get that up.
No Diddy juice, bro.
We gotta give up Ciroc.
Yeah, nigga.
You should have gave up vodka a long time ago.
It's better shit out there anyway.
I left it and came back to it.
You should have known as soon as this nigga had coconut Ciroc or whatever fucking off-brand flavor taste.
Hey, the Amaretto Ciroc go hard. The watermelon one, the pomegranate one is
hard. I bet it does, nigga.
Nigga, Ciroc will have you in a sale.
That nigga... that's how
they just deal with grapes, not potatoes. That shit better.
That's how he was doing all that booty goon shit, giving he niggas knew, Ciroc. No, he knew.
Yo, booty goon.
No, that was Cristal. That was that Cristal shit.
Nigga, you never heard that song. Yeah,
not a booty goon.
Yeah, that's what happened. That nigga is like.
I'm a happy.
Hey, set that to the side for the title, booty goon. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Fucking said booty goon.
Going timeout.
What I do, man?
My second timeout, man.
See, this is why I know that my writing is crazy. I will be. Anyways, hating ass.
Man. It's for you, man. Don't get
but yeah, nah, the Diddy Juice is booty goon. he. Booty goon berries, like nah, bro.
He doesn't make it. He just threw his name on it.
bro, that Diddy Juice booty goon flavor is crazy. I can already.
Is that what everybody was on Twitter talking about bleach booty holes?
Bro, I can see the bottle for the thumbnail of this, Jack. A Ciroc bottle with Diddy Juice on it that say, what was it?
Booty goon berry.
Flavor. Booty goon berry. Wow.
We're not taking that. None of that. Sorry.
Yeah, nah. That's that shit that had Meek Mill in that weird ass shirt.
It can stop and it will stop.
That's the shit that had Meek Mill floating sideways in the pool.
It can stop and it will
stop. Diddy was calling him daddy.
Yeah, nah. That's why that nigga was screaming on Twitter talking about what he do with Coochie.
Boy, that nigga is the worst. that nigga said, that nigga ain't say nothing to the fact of, no, he ain't touch me. That nigga said,
I love bitches. I love bitches so much, I fuck it every day.
What happened?
That nigga said, losing your celly?
It's like losing a bitch.
Yeah, nigga, what? It's like, nigga,
yes. Niggas pulled receipts on me.
Hey, look, Meek Mill, I ain't never been to prison, but I have lost a girl. I don't know what it's like to lose a celly, but I've lost several women in my life, and that shit hurt, especially if it was my fault. But, nigga, you referring to your celly as your as a like as strong like yo. I see where he coming from because y'all are kind of codependent on each other in there. But damn, nigga, you confiding in this nigga?
Y'all better get a Fifi an imaginary friend and shut the fuck up.
They cuddling up. They cuddling up in the top bunk. Telling each other, let me shut up. I'll be in Philly soon. I might have to tell that nigga. Nigga might pull
he
up.
He gonna see you at Wale Mania. Yeah, I heard your podcast, nigga.
Oh yeah, I heard your little podcast, Playboy. Oh, look at daddy back up. Look at daddy back up. You too close.
He said, Sloan, is that you? I used to pray for times like this.
Yeah, you gonna pray that I don't knock your ass through the floor.
You gonna hop up off the ground. You thought I was finished?
Diddy thought the same thing too. That's where that song came from. Hold up, wait a minute. Diddy thought I was finished.
Oh my God.
That was his dream man nightmare. He told you his dreams turn into nightmares, brother.
Oh my God. We gotta keep it pushing. Jesus Christ.
Nigga, I better watch out. I will roast this nigga all day.
Speaking of nasty niggas.
He want to reform jail and give more condoms.
Oh, no. No.
Hey, man. I mean, that ain't my steez, but I mean, you want everybody to be safe.
You know what I tell them? Protect your butthole unless you want them to have it.
Ugh.
And then if you want them to have it, wear a condom.
Oh, facts. You know what I mean? Out here stealing latex gloves out of the laundry room doing the most.
Speaking of nasty niggas.
Nickelodeon.
Fellas, y'all have mentioned this, and I know that people were talking about it on Twitter. The Nickelodeon what is it? Documentary. What's it called?
Quiet on the Set.
Yeah.
This is HBO's version. Or Max, but there is a Hulu doc called what the fuck is that shit called? I just had it in my head. The Dark Side of the 90s. 90s TV or some shit like that. And it's a whole thing on how, man, Dan Schneider is disgusting.
Like, yeah.
He was like a writer, and then he was an executive producer. The Bond show, like everything basically that we grew up watching on Nickelodeon, as far as all that, and Drake and Josh, and Zoey 101, and
everything you've seen on Nickelodeon in the last 25 years,
since 99, basically 99, 98, 99, he's responsible for. And he was doing some terrible things to some kids, allegedly. Allegedly, he's Jamie Lynn Spears' baby daddy. Yeah, like dog.
Heard that rumor.
Hiring pedophiles and on the staff.
Yeah, there was a staff full of pedos and chomos and shit like that, and he hired them all. Like he didn't like women. He was very, very, very verbally abusive towards the women on the staff. The two women that were writers, they made them share a fucking salary. How are you making people share? Like, the only two women on the show are sharing a salary in LA.
How is that possible?
Whatever the salary was, they was getting half.
Which is definitely something that is impossible. Just like a side note or reason why we're fighting so hard. I personally know people with multiple Grammy trophies in their home and drive Uber and Lyft and still can't make ends meet. So I can only imagine.
Your boy Imani was driving Lyft. He said it on the pod.
Not shocked. Some of that also comes down to decision making. But yeah, It's crazy to share a salary that not definitely doesn't seem legal.
So, Marty, you said you're on episode 2. Mm-hmm. And then I think Sloan, you just started or you're midway through episode 1. Without spoiling it, what are, obviously, you know, you've already kind of made mention of some of the things, especially with Dan Snyder, who allegedly is the father of Jamie Lynn Spears at the time. I think she was like 15, maybe 16.
16.
That's fucking crazy and gross. Yo,
but
Marty,
like even on the episode that I'm watching, they said he's always alone with Amanda Bynes.
Oh wait, I don't remember that. Well, hold on. Can you, without getting into crazy detail, I'm trying to remember that part. I think I might have left the room for that part for them.
Well, wait. Amanda was like, they found Amanda at the comedy store in L.A. or Laugh Factory or whatever it is.
Was she doing comedy?
Yeah, she was doing comedy. They were doing like, they had been doing workshops for kids at the time, like during the day for child comedians and stuff like that. And she blew them away. And Buddy picked her. And I don't know what happened with them. But she got a rocket to the moon and he strapped it on to her. So pause. No Diddy. No Diddy. I'm sorry.
All right.
No
Diddy. I was like, hey.
Don't take that. Don't take that. Don't take that. it's crazy, man. Cause like you really understand that the parents were around but were kind of letting the shit happen. Like it was some jokes that was far past child comedy and was like adult humor. They had the one black dude dress up in this big nose costume. Like, he had, like, what was his name? He was a superhero called Big Nose Boy. And he had a big nose. They gave him, this is a black kid, too. They gave him a big nose and put a big nose on his chest. And it looked like balls in a dick. And then they put a big nose on his shoulder. And it looked like balls in a dick. And when he sneezed, he would like spit goo at a chick. And he would only sneeze at chicks. And he was just shooting goo in bitches' faces. Like, come on, bro. We know what this is. You tickle a dick, it sneeze. We know what it symbolizes, bro. We know what it symbolizes. And you're a nasty motherfucker for that. The nigga had a foot fetish. That, like Marty said at one point in time,
that's where I was going.
Nickelodeon
yeah.
symbol was a foot, and then I was like, before that, it was splooge. It looked like you just dropped. It would look like a paint drop on the floor. But,
I mean, originally that was to signify like all the slime and shit like that on the head.
What is slime? My brother, you starting to see the downtroddenness and the bastardization of sexualization of minors on a TV show, my brother. On a motherfucking right. child's right. TV show, my brother.
You right. You
now,
are right.
Now, they wouldn't block that, and it was a danger to children, but they want to take TikTok from us. Make it make sense, Jesus. Hallelujah.
True facts. True facts. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Get a revival.
John Brown.
Yeah. That's a lot. It's a lot to unpack. Now, I mean, obviously, we
oh,
grew
yeah,
up in
they was trying to stuff it in there.
A fucking yo.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that, so like with these documentaries, how many former child actors are a part of the doc? 'Cause I saw that obviously in the previews, you saw some child actors that were, are there any that weren't in the actual previews, or those are just the ones that are willing to have the conversation. Because you know what I'm saying? Because this seems more of like a lot of the side characters somewhat on like the bigger shows are having more conversations. I think I saw on a, Ned's Declassified, him and his co-host. I mean, it just felt like there was a lot of over-sexualization happening in and around Nickelodeon.
And I always thought I knew who Dan Sider was.
I had no idea.
And then I remembered.
He was always an extra in some of the shows. He'd be like the butt of jokes.
No, he was the fat dude on Head of the Class.
Mm-hmm.
Was.
Yeah. He was the fat dude on Head of the Class. It even says it in the documentary. And I was like, I knew him from somewhere other than Nickelodeon.
That's nasty, bro.
And that dude was like 30 years old writing children's TV.
I mean, that's normal. That part's normal, but
then out here sexualizing kids. They had a whole scene of Ariana Grande trying to squeeze a potato, talking about can juice come out of it. And it looked like she's grabbing on a big ass dick.
And or him pouring water on people and shit, asking niggas crazy, on Twitter what they should step on. Yeah, like a lot of it got into like the Zoe 101 shit. And then what's it called? He got somebody kicked off of a show because the mom was basically once he found out about it, was trying to speak out on it. So basically blacklisted her son. And he did to a bunch of other parents.
Wow. Like
the shit was crazy. The shit was crazy. Or like there's people like, you know, they had the pedos and chomos on there. And then there's people that like should be barred from their temporary suspensions, getting brought back in as long as they agree to stay away. Like gentlemen's agreements on stupid shit. Like I don't know. Maybe he's in the Illuminati. I don't understand how any of this could work because he was even doing this with white children. Like privilege wasn't saving nobody. It was like nobody was safe.
Them was the ones he was after.
Like it seems like most of his victims like fit a certain description as time went on. Like it would switch off. I don't know what the fuck that he was on. It was hard to watch. I still got to finish. Second one that shit was insane. I was like, I'm uncomfortable.
Let me ask this question. How many episodes, or is this like a mini series, mini docs?
Yeah. I think it's like a 4-part doc, but
yeah,
like they only released the first two.
Okay. And you said it's
on Investigation Discovery.
And Max.
Oh yeah, Max too.
Nasty work.
Yeah, that's why I'm watching it on Max.
Final thoughts on?
I'll have final thoughts on it when I finish the second.
Yeah, I gotta finish it. We'll have to revisit this.
This makes me sound like I never want my kids to be involved in any of this entertainment shit because I will scorch earth.
But you can see how it turned out for Amanda Bynes, bro. She like literally crazy.
Oh no, look at, I mean, a lot of them are crazy.
Stay on drugs.
Read, what's the name? Jeanette McCurdy's book, or you can find passages that she let niggas know.
She did not hold back. If you look all the way at, like, what, the fucking Lost Boys in the 80s? Corey Haim and Corey, I'm trying to, the Feldman? Two court. Yeah, Corey Feldman. Yeah. Like, everybody thinks that nigga's crazy. I'm sure. I don't think you could go through any of that shit as a child and like not have some type of episode where, like, Orlando Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Raven shit.
All them niggas went crazy. And we expect them to be normal after dealing with shit like that.
After getting your booty hole touched at a young age.
Yeah, nah.
Mm-hmm.
And you and your, and it's from your job. And your family depend on this. Cause now that you done got this Disney show, you know mama and daddy stopped working, right? You the breadwinner for the family, so.
And that's if they're not stealing your money.
Right, and so you got to take a little sexual abuse to get your family paid. Yeah, they like you can run to your mama and tell them, hey, this man touching on me, mommy. And they're going to be like, get your ass right back to work, nigga. Because I don't want to go back to work.
No fucking shout out
to having parents that loved us.
Yeah.
I mean, my mama beat my ass, but you know what I'm saying.
I mean, my mama still beat my ass.
Yeah, same.
First of all, worse. I'm going to have to pull up on her soon because I called her yesterday and she still ain't called me back, so.
Yeah, it might do a wellness check.
Wow, brother. Does she even love you, nigga?
Right. Mm-hmm. Heifer.
That's crazy. All right. Now, you know what? Before we get out here, we got to lighten the mood because I just can't be... Now, in more lighthearted children's news... Sloan had a question for us, and I feel like this might be something that we may continue further on in the future, and it is, would you rather? Now, Sloan, could you present your case for would you rather this evening?
Oh, no problem. So I was on the TikTok, and I made a TikTok about this. Gentlemen, it's a podcast. I'm sorry, I didn't think to get the podcast name, but these niggas were saying, would you rather fight the Powerpuff Girls every day for a year or fight Batman one day out the year for 10 years for $100 million?
Oh, easy. Well, at least for me, and I'll represent my statement. Batman is Jesus in this home. Like my forearms are covered in Batman tattoos. Like worship the church of Batman in this house in all forms of media. So, based on my knowledge, I would take my chances with the Powerpuff Girls, and simply because okay, you know they you know, like it might be like a fight at the club. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't have too much to drink. And they're going to drop you off at the hospital, and then you'll live to fight a whole ass other day. They whoop Mojo Jojo's ass. And you know what I mean? That nigga ain't dying once. Everybody they beat up was right back out in them streets, you know, ready to get beat up again. But I'm saying Batman might, he put you close to death. He'll maim you. You might, you know, you might not even be able to spend that money the way that you want to. You might not make it to the 10 years. There was periods of time he was burning. He was branding niggas with batarangs. Like if you played any of the Arkham games, I don't know if I personally would want that smoke. So I would take my chances on Cartoon Network. And at least like if I, you know what I mean, if I get beat up, like maybe there'll be syndication and I could get a check off that. That's just me.
Man, hold on, Sloan, what would you do?
Bro, I'm not fighting the Powerpuff Girls.
Thank you.
They
tripping.
They beat the shit out of Mojo Jojo every day for no reason.
Dog walked that nigga.
Showed
up at his house when that nigga wasn't even doing nothing.
That nigga went on vacation. What did they do? They pulled up on that nigga vacation and beat his ass. That nigga went to jail. They broke into the jail to beat this nigga ass. Like, y'all won. He locked up. Like, and they beat that nigga to death. They beat that monkey. Three white women beat that motherfucking monkey. If y'all don't see the symbolism there, every day for no fucking reason. Some of the shit he did deserve. Yes, some of the shit he did deserve. But they went too fucking far sometimes beating this nigga ass. And that didn't sit right with me. However, Batman's only villains are crazy motherfuckers. Clinically insane. All his villains end up at Arkham. I'm a law-abiding citizen. that nigga ain't finna do shit to me.
Then we'll think about the nameless henchman.
Wait a minute, bro. Wait a minute, bro. It's just gonna be a light sparring session. He ain't gonna fuck me up because I don't do shit. I ain't tried to blow up no bank. I ain't tried to poison a whole city. I ain't tried to live in a. I ain't tried to turn penguins against motherfuckers. I ain't got no alligator living in the basement. I ain't wearing no scarecrow mask. Look, I'm not the Riddler. I'm not Mr. Freeze. I'm just a nigga that smoke weed. That nigga gonna dap me up and be like, all right, bro, I'm gonna see you next year. Make the ribs.
But based on your question is, regardless of whatever, you catch him that fade.
No, it didn't say regardless of whatever. It said, who would you rather fight?
I'm saying Batman.
I'm taking Batman.
Still Powerpuff Girls.
I'm taking Batman. I'm not fighting nobody with no fucking superpowers.
Exactly.
Like, super strength. Batman doesn't have any of that. Like, if we're talking, like, you know, original arc Batman, Bruce Wayne, not all these other fucking, like, you know, the Batman who laughs, because fuck that. I'm not fucking with that nigga.
Okay, so I got to send you some more forms of media, because it don't matter. Man, it's peak physical conditioning, beat your ass in 17 different ways. It don't matter. Superpowers.
If I'm getting light. Broken back reformed Batman, because he got his back broke. Man, by Bane.
I got to send you more forms of media, because I'm telling Batman you, it's not the same was, you think.
Batman ain't gonna hurt you too bad. Like, you're not a clinically insane villain. He ain't gonna do shit but like give you a black eye.
These henchmen be regular ass people and still get beat with an inch of your life.
Yo, he ain't doing that
to break your collarbone. He's gonna stop your knees in. Like, he's making sure you can't get up to do this ever again.
Yo, he ain't doing that shit to the rogue gallery like that.
Because they're also, but there's also like extra shit wrong with them, and they usually have other stuff like enhancements. But them day to day, them henchmen that get them nameless, faceless henchmen that get beat the fuck down within an inch of their life or get broken. And like, if you could walk or breathe on your own afterwards, and that's before he gets Joker and start beating his ass.
I seen him throw a nigga off a building and break that nigga's legs.
That was him being nice.
I mean, if I got to do that, so I have to compete, continuously do this for 10 years and then I get $100 million? Or do I get $100 million at the start of this?
I mean, you'll be up in Cabo or you know, St. Lucian or whatever, chilling on your mega yacht. You're not going to be able to walk without a cane.
That's cool. You'll
be fucking bitches with a, that's you know, cool. On a handrail.
I tore my Achilles.
Look. And bitches love a good sob story too. Oh, how'd you injure yourself? Batman beat my ass.
I fought Batman.
I shit in a bag, but you know what? I got, you know what I'm saying? I got $100 million. I mean, most bitches probably won't care.
In a bag.
I'm telling you, it's not.
Nah, bro. Powerpuff Girls had that nigga Mojo Jojo on the ground with his fingers. Looking like this.
Doing the next day, walking right on his own accord, talking,
nah, bro.
Able to articulate and plan.
Nigga,
and see.
That was a new episode. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We don't even know what the time skip was with the Powerpuff Girls after that episode.
So, what kind of time skip would it be for how they whooped his ass for him to be right back? And in some episodes, it is the next day.
Cartoon rebounds. You know what I'm saying? Cartoon rebounds.
You might have a better chance with the WB cartoons, but if you're talking about like most of the movies or just comic books, period, nah, you better hope for cartoon Batman with your ass.
That nigga when he Bruce Wayne, bro.
Doesn't matter. He still knows. Like, it's just the costume. The costume is off. The nigga was Bruce Wayne when he learned how to everything that he does.
Got the
Batman.
Gadgets with him.
He don't need it.
If that nigga smoke bomb me and then he got night vision, nah, that's a one up. I gotta have what weapons do I get to defend myself with?
The
Powerpuff Girls are taking me to fucking space.
Nigga can dodge, can literally clock the sound of you pulling the trigger and dodge the bullet, and you better hope you hit him if he's out of the suit, because if he's in the suit, it can take bullet damage and he will still get to you. And he will break. Okay, I'll send you some media. I'm trying to tell you, it's not as sweet as you think it is.
Nah, bro.
If that's your preference, that's your preference. But I'll take the three first graders whooping my ass and then me still being able to walk and talk and scheme for another day than versus being maimed.
I'm beating Robert Pattinson Batman's ass.
If we're just okay, if he looks like Robert Pattinson and we're still following the Batman blueprint, I highly doubt it, but okay.
Nah, before that nigga got to the suit, when he was in his dark broody mode, all I gotta do is say something about his parents.
That will get you fucked up more.
Orphan ass nigga.
That okay, y'all playing with death.
That's why your mama. That's why your mama died in front of you, hoe ass nigga, and you couldn't do shit about it.
Couldn't do shit.
Y'all is talking shit about a 7-year-old.
Yo, I want all the. Everybody knows.
Nigga,
Bruce
fuck
Wayne.
Your trauma.
You had all the empathy for Nickelodeon niggas, but a nigga
Bruce
getting,
Wayne
like,
ain't shit, bro. Bruce Wayne ain't shit, nigga.
If I gotta fight this nigga once a year, yeah, he ain't shit. Fuck his trauma, nigga.
Yo, Bruce Wayne ain't shit.
Okay.
Let's really talk about it because the amount of death on his hands for not getting rid of his rogue gallery. Like, the Joker has killed hundreds, if
you
not,
gotta have a code,
like,
right?
Thousands.
Don't kill either. Superman don't kill either.
Will fight
Red
Batman.
Hood is the only one that kills. He's literally the only one that kills.
I will fight Batman before I even think about coming close to Superman. And I've even seen people try to head-to-head the Powerpuff Girls with Superman because they damn near on par. And they kid. It's three of them. Nigga, are you trying to get JJK jumped? By the Powerpuff Girls with superpowers.
I welcome the first graders because y'all got Batman fucked up.
Fucked up, bro.
Y'all got Batman fucked
them
up.
Them niggas can fly and they got superpowers? No, sir.
Niggas' brain is a superpower.
His
feet are superpowers. He don't need it.
Hey, I got a breaking news, man. Shit. Rest in peace, the Loaded Lux, the battle rapper. Loaded Lux, Harlem battle rap legend, reportedly shot and killed in D.C. tonight. Yeah, man.
Bro, what are we doing?
Come on, dog.
We ain't even make it out of March yet, bro.
Come on.
He was shot twice in the face and died late Monday night in D.C.
God damn.
Below.
Oh.
Yeah, man, that's fucked up.
That's an assassination. What the? Wow. Okay.
Rest in peace.
Damn,
dude. Damn it.
Okay.
I don't even know how to take us out of this.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
Fellas, you know what I'm saying? It's fucking crazy. Listen, y'all, this is episode 130 of the Sucio Boys podcast. Again, rest in peace to Loaded Lux. Thoughts and prayers, love, good energy sent to all his friends and family, all the fans of him as well. Damn, some sad shit. This is sorry, we did not mean to make this such a dark podcast, but you know, life be life, and sometimes
it happens.
We just got to be here to say something about it. Before we get up out of here, though, we want to make sure that you know where you can find all of us. Sloan, where can the people find you, sir?
Hey, y'all can find me at the crib. Sucio Sloan 217 on everything, even on Level Up. Drink water, smoke reefer, wash your ass, mind your business. Protect your butt at all times, unless you want them to have it. And then if you do, wear a condom. fat women love you the best. Don't trust these niggas. Don't trust these niggas. Do not trust these niggas.
Marty, good
my time.
Marty, good sir. Where can they find you, bro?
Twitter, M_McFlyerThanYou. Instagram, Marty underscore McFlyerThanYou. I'm gonna be in the lab and I bequeath my town.
A-Hun the Shogun on most platforms, a.hun.theshogun, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, until further notice, on Twitter, a_hun_theshogun. Listen, man, life is short. This shit is all fake that you see in front of you. Don't believe the hype, half of what you see, none of what you hear, because niggas be lying. Tell everybody that you care about how much you love and adore them. Obviously.
Oh, I ain't tell y'all before we got up out of here. Shout out to our man Jermaine from Sucio Sports. He came by the crib the other day, Saturday night. We watched the Laker game, me, him, and my wife. We had a good time, man.
Oh, for sure. Oh, he was back in town?
Yeah, he was in town. His grandfather had passed away, and he was in town for the funeral and slid by me because he was like, bro, I just don't want to be around people. I'm like, bro, y'all, my house is a safe haven. You can always come over here and just chill. We ain't even say too much. Just watch the game and just, like, here and there said some shit. Outside of that, just had a real good time. And him, my wife, and Chavi, he got to meet the thug of the family. And, like, everybody, like, I'm here for my guys.
Yeah, on God, bro. Shout out to Jermaine. Rest in peace to his grandfather as well.
Shout out to Keys, too.
Shout out to Keys. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody on the network, man. Shout out to Kyle. Shout out to Dre. Obviously, huge and big ups to both of y'all and respect to y'all because, you know, you guys push all of this forward. Shout out to everybody that is made us be great. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. We're just here trying to make a way for each other, ourselves, and other people just to follow in footsteps and take a little bit easier pathway than the half cock shit that we do. And yeah, this is how we got here. Listen, we have surpassed, I think, in totality on Spotify, I want to say we've surpassed 28, we're close to 30,000 streams all time, and we've done that maybe like just off podcast, bro. So and doing that independently is a lot to do. So love y'all, appreciate y'all. You already know what time it is. SpongeBob, let them know.
Thank you for your patronage.
All right, y'all, we will holla. See y'all next week.
Got nothing crazy to say.
Make sure you tap into all the podcasts, man. Listen, support all your favorite content creators, podcasters, whatever may have you. Stuff can change up, but your support genuinely does help people through a lot of tough shit, man. So make sure that you give your love, support, and affection to those that you enjoy listening to, watching, being around, all that stuff. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. We'll holler at y'all next week, man. We up out this piece.
Bye.
Bye.
I might order me one of them straight flags.
You should.
Oh my God, we gotta go. Okay, bye.